Hi, I'm Lee Chantel, and this is The Power of Words. Today is October the 11th, which means it is 10 years and 1 month since the September 11 chaos that happened in New York in 2001. Around about this time, I was working in a music store, managing a music section, and I saw the footage online, and I also had woken that morning to hear my mum, you know, going, "Oh my God," and just the way she said it, I'd only ever heard that once before when her stepfather had died, so I knew it was something full on. I didn't necessarily know the ramifications of it until afterwards, and I just couldn't believe at this stage that everyone was just, you know, espousing hatred in every chance, every moment that they could. At this stage in my life was the beginning of when I realized that I don't really think in the same way to the majority of mainstream people. I got into lots of arguments with people about, you know, it's karma, retribution, things like that. Instead of trying to fight people, we should be working out the reasons why people are doing such things to work out how to prevent them in the future. Not many people actually listen to me at this stage. I had one friend, his name's Benjamin, and he was about the only person I could actually have a decent conversation about this sort of stuff, as the rest of my friends just seemed to just repeat what was on mainstream media. And it was about this time that I didn't watch TV for a couple of years. I didn't listen to the radio, I didn't care for the news because all of it was just spun. I was in quite a dark sort of stage because I didn't understand how just about everyone I knew could be so ridiculous and just want to fight, you know, war against war. I don't understand it and I never will. And I'm all about peace. One day when I was looking at the Righteous Babe website, which is Arnie DeFranco's website, righteousbabe.com, I saw her lyrics to... Then it was just a poem and it became a spoken word piece later that she put music to and released on her album, So Much Shouting, So Much Laughter, live album. At this stage, I read it, I recited it, and I printed it out. And just about every day I recited this poem, and by the time she actually released it on CD, I knew all the lyrics and the words. And it really helped at that stage when all the propaganda was happening to really help me get through just working out where the hell do I fit in this world of people that I thought were just absolutely crazy. So anyway, I'd really like to share this poem of Arnie DeFranco's, who is just an inspiring person who speaks the truth when other people are quite content to be silent and just go along with the masses. She's one of those people that I like, that I appreciate, speaking from the heart and speaking from the soul and not just what other people deem as right. And this is called Self-Evident, and you can see more about that on her website. Yes, us people are just poems. We're 90% metaphor with a leanness of meaning, approaching hyper-distillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hallway, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long stairs with the whiskey of eternity fermented and distilled to 18 minutes, burning down our throats. Down the halls in a building so tall that it would always be there. Yes, it's part of a pair there on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back part against a perfectly blue sky on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze on the day that America fell to its knees after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly, and then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motorcar looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. so far, so far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic spectre so far gone, that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on, and I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, keep the propaganda, keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes, and there's ash in our hair, and there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn, and the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses, and soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters, and the whiskey is flowing like never before, as all over the country folks just shake their heads and pour. So here's a toast to all the folks who live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation under the stone-cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all the folks on death row right now awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape in their heads to find peace in the form of a dream. Because take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida folks and boy did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Because I am a poem heating hyperdistillation. I've got no room for a lie so verbose. I'm looking out over my whole human family and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. Let us vow to get off of this source, shoo away the swarms of commuter planes and find that train ticket we lost. Cause once upon a time the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards, and the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges through valleys under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. I dream of waiting on the tall blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air upon my face. Give back the night its distant whistle, give the darkness back its soul, give the big oil companies the finger finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us and a change is waiting there. So it's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets and clear the air. Get our government to put its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert and put it back in its pants. And quit the hypocritical chants of freedom forever. Because when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which is the number we all called, when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs, in a building so tall that the whole world watched just to watch it fall. And while we're at it, remember the first time around, the bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D. Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke, of course. It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, and the plot was obvious in everybody's face. And scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it the KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and it didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through way up here on the 104th floor. Look. Another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day should be more than pawns in some asshole's passion pay. And now it's your job and it's my job to make it that way. To make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh. Baby, listen. Hear the train? I hope you really liked that self-evident poem by Ani DeFranco, and you can check out her website, righteousbabe.com, for more information. And I hope that is a bit of a peace poem for many people, and please lead by example with whatever you do. Have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you soon.